Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the 7MLC podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be covering one of the most common questions that I get, which is, in regards to training, what's better, quality or quantity? That's coming up next. Hello everyone and welcome back to the 7MLC podcast with me, Michael Lewis Cunningham, pro athlete and owner of 7MLC Training, the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers. Make sure, if you haven't already, check me out on YouTube at 7MLC, subscribe for weekly training videos, tips, tutorials, you name it, we have it. Also, my very own website, www.7mlctraining.com. And today is a great day to go over there because we have a brand new 7-day training program on there, which is called Controller, which is the ultimate first touch training program. It has over 60 drills that you do over 7 days to improve your first touch, which is the most important skill in football. So you're going to want to check that one out. I'll put the link to that in the show notes as well to make it easy on you. But today's topic is all about training, and not only training, but what is better, quality or quantity? So quality is obviously the level of the session, how technically good your session is, how precise you are with your drills, and then quantity is all about how long you're training for. Which is better, to focus on the drills and do them to the best of your ability, or to put in a certain amount of hours, which is going to help you improve and get you closer to your goals? And you'll be interested to know that we're actually going to take both of those words and just completely forget about them, because when it comes to quality in your training sessions, that's something you can't always control. You can obviously put in maximum focus, maximum energy. You can give all you've got, but some days just have higher quality than others. And this is what makes us human beings. We're not perfect. We're not robots. We can't produce the same results every single day as much as we would like to and as much as we try. So if we base our training sessions and measure them on the quality that we bring to that session, we're going to have good sessions, we're going to have bad sessions. We're not going to know when we're getting closer to our goals based on that. And the same goes for quantity. There are just some days where you're really fatigued, you're just not focused, and you can only give 45 minutes or so without just being completely burnt out, feeling like you're going to pull a hamstring. And you're not going to push through that because that's only going to be a detriment to your career, to your performance. And so, once again, this is not a good measurement for your training sessions, because on other days you might have so much energy for 3 hours and feel like you could just keep going. And if you're feeling good, you can just ramp up that quantity. But on another day, you might not be able to do that. So don't use that as a measuring point for your training sessions either. But instead, we're going to replace those two words with one word. And I know you're wondering what it is, so I'm just going to put you out your misery. The word is consistency. So consistency is just showing up each and every day and doing the best you can on that day. It doesn't matter if you can only go for 3 hours that day. I say only 3 hours, that sounds like a long time actually. If you can only go for 30 minutes that day, if your quality is really low that day, at least you showed up, at least you gave it all that you've got. If you're just consistent, it doesn't matter the quality or the quantity, the consistency is what's gonna get you closer. And this doesn't just go for football, this goes for all areas of life. If you just do something consistently every day, that's going to have much better results than being able to go for 4 hours on one day, but then only 10 minutes on another day. And then you're going to feel burnt out because you're not able to maintain that standard that you set for yourself. But if you're showing up every single day and just doing the best you can do, and know in your heart, in your mind, in your body, you've given all you've got on that day, that is a step closer. So that should be your measuring point for success when it comes to training, where it's working on your craft, whatever you're trying to improve in, it should be consistency. So if you can give 10 minutes of your highest quality, and that's all you can give on that day, but you know you had something in that 10 minutes that's going to advance you forwards, that's good enough. That's all you need to do for that day. And you need to be the judge of that. Everybody's body is different. So if one player can train for 2.5 hours and another player can only train for 1 hour, that's not to say the player who trained for 3 hours is going to improve faster than the player who trained for 1 hour, because it's all about your mindset. It's all about your body. It's all about knowing that you've given 100% to that session. But the players, the CEOs, the authors, the ones that are consistent and show up every single day to work on their crafts, are the ones that get further ahead. because they build that consistency and it just becomes a part of their life. It becomes a routine, almost like brushing your teeth. You do it every single day because there are consequences to not brushing your teeth. The same way when working on your craft. If you're not showing up every day, you're putting yourself in a position to allow someone else working in the same field to get ahead of you. So instead of worrying about quality or quantity, worry about consistency, because you could have an amazing 5-hour session on one day and then not train for another week. That's not consistent. That's a really good quality session and there was a good quantity in there, but that's not going to push you as far forward as if you turned up every single day and just did the very best you can do. So a very quick podcast today, but a very important message, because I do get this question a lot, and it's very simple. Don't worry about quality, don't worry about quantity, only worry about your consistency. Show up every single day and do at least something to the best of your ability to get further along in what it is you want to do. So thank you so much for listening and lending me your ears today. I really hope you got some value out of it. As always, if you wouldn't mind subscribing to the podcast, leaving a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would really appreciate it as it helps spread the message far and wide around the world for those who need it. And as mentioned, make sure you've headed over to www.7mlctraining.com to check out that brand new training program, Controller. It's going to take your first touch to the next level. But once again, thank you so much for spending some of your valuable time with me today. And as always, get out there and fulfill your potential.